This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. People around Denver Metro will likely see smoke rising from the Rocky Mountain Arsenal over the next few weeks. It's part of a prescribed burn at the Wildlife Refuge. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service plans to burn up to 2,300 acres over 4 weeks. If the weather allows, the burns will be done between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Officials say smoke will be visible from several miles away. The Space Force is feeling some growing pains in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce was at the annual State of the Bases address.
The Springs is home to the largest share of Space Force personnel, and the growing service is facing a shortage of workspace, insufficient childcare options, and a lack of affordable housing. The housing problem is really faced by junior enlisted Air Force personnel who support the highly trained Space Force Guardians. Affordable housing was a key factor in Defense Department reports that preferred Huntsville, Alabama, as the location for U.S. Space Command. Last July, the Biden administration decided to keep the command at Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado, citing national security concerns. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A new partnership between a Boulder arts institution and a local school district culminates in an upcoming performance. CPR's Eden Lane.
The St. Vrain Valley Schools Innovation Center aims to go beyond the traditional classroom and provide experiential opportunities. Some of its students have been working with E-Town Hall in Boulder, known for its state-of-the-art recording and event facilities. The student musicians have been composing, recording, and editing their original music, which will be revealed at the E-Town Academy performance Tuesday night. The concert in Boulder is free and open to the general public. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.